There's been a recent international media scandal with the release of humiliating pornographic photographs and video showing the treatment, naked exposure, and simulated sexual positions of Iraqi prisoners at Abu Ghraib prison. The global public was shocked to see the atrocities and dehumanizing abuse being conducted by U.S. soldiers on Iraqi prisoners held in confinement. There are reliable reports that the same sadistic torture practices are transpiring at Camp Delta, Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. America has had years to perfect its craft in psychological warfare and penal science techniques. In the 1800s, Philadelphia's Eastern State Penitentiary began a crude penal experiment introduced by the Quakers, who later condemned this technique. This experiment was one of rehabilitation and penitence, hence the word penitentiary was derived. Prisoners were isolated in windowless cells, separated by themselves from all human and sensory contact. Whenever escorted, the prisoners had to be completely silent and a blinding hood was placed upon their heads. Sound familiar? Fast forwarding 200 years later, and these dehumanizing experiments are still continuing in America's modern day dungeons, the prison industrial complexes, such as security housing units, intensive management units, and maximum custody control units. These units were designed with sensory deprivation in mind, isolation, control of movement, interrogation, mental and physical tortures, excessive force, and criminal abuse. These penitentiary test labs have been a breeding ground for prison guards to practice their sadistic, murderous behavior, unchecked with impunity. So it should be of no surprise that the military uses these techniques and tactics on prisoners in Iraq and Guantanamo Bay. These humiliating practices can vary, but a small list of the torture tools they use includes degrading strip searches of all genders and all ages in front of both male and female guards, voyeurism devices such as surveillance cameras and video monitoring, use of electronic stun shields, belts, and guns, restraint chairs, chemical agents such as OC gases and pepper spray, and lethal and non-lethal weapons. The Israeli military police have also learned and perfected these techniques on Palestinian prisoners over the years. Ironically, these same torture and human rights violations were one of the excuses to overthrow Saddam Hussein's regime. His regime must have been schooled by the U.S. and its military police, who have over 200 years to protect, who have had over 200 years to perfect their uses as a form of occupational and social control. With more than 2 million prisons statistically incarcerated, the U.S. has proven it works.